Thanks again for listening, and join us in building up the kingdom by sharing Pod Apostle with a friend.
So, do you have a daily routine that you follow? Is your life kind of a series of things that you do maybe regularly over and over again? And I see some heads bobbing, and I see some, I've seen some no's. But even if you say no, I would propose to you that you actually do have some routines that you follow, because we are creatures of habit. We are creatures of habit, and our habits define us. When we do something regularly, when we do it often enough, it really becomes part of our being, whether it is a good habit or whether it is a bad habit. And so it is for us to cultivate in ourselves good habits, a good pattern of life, a routine of life. And we don't really have one word that sums up that, how we approach our whole life, how we approach the routine of our lives. But the Greeks, they had a word that meant your daily routine that you follow every day and that you strive to make your priorities so. And that word was diata. I might not be pronouncing it exactly right, but that's it, diata. And what do we get our English word from that? Our diet, okay? But their understanding of that word was much more comprehensive than our understanding of just what you eat every day. It was what your priorities were every day, how you made your life, and how you adjusted what it was that you were going to strive to do. And when we think about our Lord's ministry and his mission, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And that idea of Jesus being the way, that he is a pattern, he is a path, he is a journey that we travel. And that is related very much to now a Hebrew concept of our daily routine and habit. And that was the halakha. The Jews would ask one another, they would debate with one another, what is the best halakha? And that halakha was a one word that meant all that you do, how you see the world, what is it that is your priority, how do you live your faith, what is your halakha? And I would say to you, we all have habits, we all have routines that we strive to follow, even if we haven't sat down and wrote it down on a piece of paper and we thought about it. So Jesus is a wise teacher. And it shouldn't surprise us any that a scribe, a scholar of the law, someone that was an expert in the Jewish Bible, would come up to Jesus and ask him this question. Which is the first commandment? What is the commandment that sets all the others in place? Which is the cornerstone of how we are going to determine how we're going to live? And that's kind of the background for this dialogue between Jesus and the scribe. And so we heard his answer. The first is this: hear, or listen, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And you know, there's not a lot of surprise in that answer. There shouldn't be a lot of surprise for that Jewish scholar. He would have probably been expected, perhaps that might be the answer, because Jesus is essentially quoting the most famous passage from the Old Testament. He is quoting a Jewish prayer that the Jews would say every day. They wouldn't say it once a day, they would say it at least twice a day. They would say it when they woke up in the morning, and they would say it when they went to bed at night. And that prayer was called the Shema. And what does Shema mean? Shema means hear or listen. And that prayer took on that name of the first word, the Shema. And so Shema Ya Israel Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. This is the first line of that Jewish prayer in Hebrew that every Jew would have memorized and every Jew would have taught to their children. Not only would they have taught them to their children, they would have written them on their doorpost and worn them on their bodies. These words, so important. And our Lord holds them up as, yes, that is a good diet. That is a good halakha. That's a good way for you to have a habit in your life to do this. So what is it? What's that prayer called? The Shema, right? So next time Jewish prayers is a category on Jeopardy, you'll know what answer, right? Okay. So Shema, the Shema Yisrael. Okay. And so where does it come from? It comes from Deuteronomy chapter 6. And that's what we heard in the first reading. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God alone. Therefore, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Now, I said there wasn't a lot of surprise in that answer, but there was one little surprise. There was one element that might have been, if you were a careful listener, you will note that Jesus added another word. The Deuteronomy says, with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And when Jesus essentially quotes this passage, he adds, with all your mind. So he's not really changing it, but he's expanding those Hebrew words to include another Greek concept of your mind. Because remember, again, the Old Testament was written in what language? Hebrew. The New Testament is written in what language? Greek. Couple more Jeopardy questions for you right there, okay? So we're learning a few new words today and some things. So Hebrew, Greek, and so Jesus uses the Greek language the evangelist Mark does anyway. And this idea of praying the Shema, I'm going to read a little bit more of that passage to you from the Old Testament. So he says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Take to heart these words. And when we take something to heart, what does that mean? We still use this expression today. To memorize it. I know that by what? By heart. And when we say we know something by heart, that means it is in us. It's in our heart. It's in our being. We know it. We don't have to read it. We know it by heart. So he says, take these words to heart. Keep repeating them to your children. Recite them when you are home. Recite them when you are away. Recite them when you lie down and when you get up. Bind them on your arm. Let them be a pendant on your forehead. Write them on the doorposts of your house. And so that's how central this prayer was. It was the daily habit of the Jews. It was part of their daily routine to pray this prayer. And again, a little bit more about what does it mean? Honoring God as Lord. As God is Lord. Hear, O God, the Lord is God, the Lord alone. And so, Lord, Master, he is worthy of our praise and our honor. And how do we do that? How do we do it? With our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength. So that word heart, it comes from a Greek word. The Greek, what language is the New Testament written in? Greek. It comes from the Greek word cardio. Now that shouldn't surprise us much because we go to the who? We go to the cardiologist, okay? And so that concept of heart, but it's not the heart muscle. It is the center of our being. It is the seat of our emotion. It is the seat of our wisdom. It's where our will is. It's where we make our decisions. So we love God with all of our heart, Jesus tells us. Jesus commands us, actually. And then the soul. The Greek word for soul, psyche. What word do we get from that? Psychology, right? All of our emotions, all of our life, if you will, how we see ourselves, how we see the world, our ego. We would love God with all of our heart and with all of our psyche. And then the strength. I won't do the Greek word for strength because it doesn't really relate to an English word, but strength. And my point is this. My point is when Jesus says we must love God with our strength, that means effort. That means this is not going to happen by accident. That means it's going to take some work at times. So we need to use our strength to love God with our heart and our soul and our strength. And then the word that our Lord adds, with our mind. Our faith engages our mind. It engages our intellect. It engages our study. That we must study, that we must learn, that we must think, that we must understand, that we must put our mind to our faith and how we love God. And like I said a few moments ago, none of that happens by accident. This is a deliberate plan and path that we have to cultivate as a daily habit in our life, as our diet, as our halakha, as how we live and how we walk and what our priorities are. So the idea is once a week for 1 hour on Sunday, we're supposed to pray, right? Yeah. That's not all though, okay? It's every day. It's every single day. In the morning and in the evening, this needs to be part of the habit of our life. That we don't necessarily have to memorize the Shema and say the Shema every day, but we need to have some prayers, a prayer routine, a prayer habit that is part of our life. My brothers and sisters, we say we love God. Prayer is the expression of our lived relationship with God. Prayer is how we live our daily relationship with God. And we want a relationship of love. Of course we do. So prayer is the expression of our lived relationship with God. Now, it is hard to live in opposition to God and pray every day. It is hard to live a life of sin and pray every day. Now, you might be able to pray with your lips every day and live a life opposed to God, but you will not be able to pray with all your mind, with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your soul, and live in opposition to God. And so Jesus says to us, this is the first and the greatest suggestion, right? No, what is it? It's the first and the greatest commandment. And it's not a once a week thing. The Shema was every day. And now we have our own way of living the daily prayer life. I have told y'all a little bit in the past about an obligation that I put myself under voluntarily when I was ordained a priest. Actually, when I was ordained a deacon. And that obligation that I put myself under every day is to pray 5 times a day. We call that the liturgy of the hours. So I pray the office of the reading, morning prayer, daytime prayer, evening prayer, and night prayer. All together, that takes about an hour. And it is my obligation, it's my halakha, it's my diet of prayer every day, and that I pray for you all. I pray Mass every day. This is my habit of prayer that I strive to cultivate. That's just for priests, right? No, everybody is called to some daily walk, some halakha, some diet of a habit of living their relationship with God. Now, in a few weeks, we're going to have a training class on how to pray the Liturgy of the Hours. We're not going to expect you to pray all 5 of those, but we're going to teach how to do evening prayer and how to do morning prayer and how to start to try to embrace a life, a habit of prayer. Now, certainly you don't have to do the Liturgy of the Hours. You can do the Chaplet of Mercy. You can do the Rosary. You can spend some time in the Adoration Chapel. You can read your Bible. You can just sit still and say, "Speak, Lord, I'm listening." But it needs to be part of our daily life, part of our habits. We are defined by our habits. Who we are is what we do every day. And so do you have a habit of prayer? You are being called to by God, by the command of God, and not just saying a few words, but praying with your mind, praying with your heart, praying with your soul, praying with your strength. So as I was putting the finishing touches on my homily yesterday, I Googled quotes on habits, okay? And so Google good quotes on habits. And I get a whole screen full of quotes on habits. And I'm reading through them and who they by. And one of my best favorite ones as I read them was by Stephen King, if you could believe that, the horror author. What did he write about habits? He said this: a man who cannot bear to share his habits is a man who needs to quit them. Think about that. If you can't share what you do every day, if you wouldn't talk about your daily routine and how you live your life, you probably need to change something. Another one, and this is one that I have read before, heard before, this is by Aristotle. Aristotle, a famous pre-Christian philosopher, said, "We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, therefore, is not an act, but a habit." And so we have to be in the habit of living a Christian life, to be a Christian, to pray daily. And the last one, this one is anonymous, and it's kind of a scientific one. And it is, evidence suggests that over time, bad eating habits and bad sleeping habits change your personality. They change who you are. And I've heard of this before, long before. They did a big study on alcoholics because they identified that alcoholics, especially late in life, had very similar personalities. And they were wondering, is that something that develops in them, or is that something that they start with? And you know what the study suggested? That's something that it changes in them after a life of drinking. They develop the, quote, alcoholic personality. So that habit, we are defined by our habits and the things that we do regularly, the things that we do daily, they become who we are. And so, my brothers and sisters, we must love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our mind, all our soul, all of our strength daily to pray and to develop that, cultivate that lived relationship with God in prayer every day. So, what's your diet? What's your halakha? What is your habit of life? May it be a lived love relationship with God in prayer.